Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. And when you enter checkout, please enter the promo code WATCH and get free shipping for a limited time anywhere in the U.S. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk to you about how Tudor released the new Pelagos LHD. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Today I want to talk to you about how Tudor released the new Pelagos LHD, and it came as a complete surprise to everyone this week. It was just announced officially Thursday on the Tudor website. It may have even been Wednesday, but I'm recording this on Friday, November 18th, and today's the official day that it was launched. What's kind of chilling to me about the Tudor LHD, LHD, by the way, stands for left-handed diver, is that I wrote an article back in June of this year, 2016, end of June, June 28th to be exact, and I had seen a couple of days or a week before that, I'd seen a picture of, you know, this left-handed diver on Tudor's website in their archive section. And I was like, this is such a cool watch. Like, nobody, I've never even heard of something like this. You know, because you hear of, once you start collecting Tudors, and I have two of them, you start hearing about, you know, models from back in their day, especially being in the business. So no one had ever mentioned this watch to me before. It didn't come up in conversation. None of the watch geeks have, like, ever emailed me about this. So I'm like, all right, like, this is definitely something cool and interesting that I felt like I felt victorious. I felt like I had struck gold because I had found this thing that no one had ever talked about or seen. And it was like quietly, I just wanted to write this article and be like, aha, you know. And all of a sudden, I get this, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, this news that, you know, Tudor has basically reissued this watch that I wrote about in June entitled, "Will Tudor Make This Watch in the Future?" And again, that was dated at the end of June, June 28th, 2016. And here we are, you know, in November, November 18th, 4 or 5 months later. And, you know, we've got this watch and are, you know, now able to, we're able to purchase this watch. You know, the old one had a lot of character, was really cool, looks very similar. The bezel, you know, is a little different. The crown is a little different. The dial is a little different. But, you know, it's more or less in the spirit of this watch. You know, again, made for the Marine National in the 70s. And, you know, it just, it's kind of cool that they made this piece. It's kind of, you know, I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't think it's a coincidence, but you know, it's just, it's an odd thing, but a cool thing and an awesome thing. And I can't wait to see one live. And, yeah, you definitely should, if you can, you should definitely get one. I believe there was a couple of retailers in the country that had it before, or one or two retailers that had it before, any of the other retailers, but, it's a very limited piece. It's, the first time Tudor or Rolex in a 5 or 10 year period that I've seen, or possibly even in their history, I'm not 100% certain on that. But anyway, it's a very exclusive thing that they're doing where it's not numbered like 1 out of 50, 2 out of 50, but it is, each case is individually numbered on the case back. So this watch is 42 millimeters. It's a left-handed watch. It's the first time they've done a left-handed watch in any current iteration of Rolex or Tudor. And it's in the Pelagos model. They made a very similar model back for the Marine National, the French Navy, the French military. And naval officers would wear, you know, gloves, and their glove would get in the way. So they commissioned Tudor at that time to make a batch of watches that had where the crown was on the left-hand side, so it was on the left-hand side, so their glove wouldn't get in the way. And it was very similar to what a Pelagos is today. I mean, it is, for all intents and purposes, a left-handed Pelagos that was made in the 70s that's been reissued in a way or commemorated or however you want to look at it, but very limited, very cool. The hour markers are kind of those geometric sort of square, indices. Right underneath this, above the 6 o'clock, it says Pelagos in red, which is very much like a Rolex design language. If you look at like the Submariners with the single red from the 60s and 70s, that's where that nod came from. A titanium watch is something that, you know, is common to Tudor, but not Rolex. It's basically, in my opinion, the best of all worlds. It's got Rolex design language and Tudor design language. It's very original. It goes back to their heritage. The retail is $4,400. It has the in-house Tudor movement. The Pelagos has the Tudor in-house movement, which is awesome. I believe the power reserve on that is a 70-hour power reserve. So it's definitely, it's the MT5612 movement. As I said, Pelagos is written in red above the 6 o'clock position. It's got beige luminescence. So from the triangle to the square indices, that's amazing. It's got the in-house movement. It's got the roulette wheel date. So basically every alternate, so the date is either red or black. And it alternates either red or black. So this really pays homage to the Marine Nationale and to the left-handed military officers. It's also 500 meters water resistant. So that's a lot. It's definitely going to outlive you. It also comes with a black rubber strap with diver's expansion clasp, which is probably one of the best in the business. At $4,400, it's a phenomenal price point, I believe, which is the same as a regular Pelagos. So the retail, I don't believe, changed. But it's, you know, obviously it's very different. It's very specific. I think only a couple of hundred will enter the U.S. market. But it's very clean. It's very much a diver's watch. It's very much a tool watch. It's a nod to vintage. It's a nod to modernity and moving forward. Tudor always surprises us. Tudor just won the, you know, GPHG award actually as well this week or last week for the for the Black Bay Bronze, which is an incredible accolade for them. Congrats to them. They deserve it. But yeah, definitely check this watch out. I'm going to write about it so you can, you know, click the link, see the specs. I can definitely help you get one. I work with authorized Tudor dealer, who's a very big retailer that can definitely, will definitely be getting this piece, and I can definitely help you. Don't be afraid to, you know, reach out to me. My email address is amitdevhonda@gmail.com. You can visit my website at www.amitdevhonda.com. Definitely check out my Facebook page as well as my Instagram. I've just started doing, if you follow me on my, you know, Facebook watch page or just my regular personal Amit Dev Honda page, you'll see I'm doing a lot more Facebook live videos in real time on watches that I love, on celebrities wearing watches, on history of watches, on very informative, kind of a daily a vlog, if you will. So check that out. Check out my Instagram. My handles for my Instagram and Twitter are at Amit Dev Honda. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.